Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it.
So, for today's topic, I have a question for you. I always ask my podcast guests this because it's personally something I'm curious about. How do you balance ambition and contentment? My Q&A. Okay. Do you like my answer?
That's
my
a question. Very interesting. A very interesting topic.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Because I'm a very introspective person. I would say I am a dreamer. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, being able to maximize my full potential. But at the same time, I'm actually a grateful person too. Mm-hmm. And I can be content. But how do you balance that? Because if you're too content, edi parang ano, tamad ka na ba? Would you say that? Yeah. Is that a bad thing? And if you're too ambitious, naman, parang sometimes, is it greedy? Is it bad? When does it stop? Because once you get another goal, you're going to want more. And is it bad to want more? So what is your take on all of that?
Well, there's this saying that I've always heard when in the business world, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Oh.
So, which means that you have to be in, you know, constantly finding ways to, you know, improve. But contentment also comes that there's a level of improvement that, you know, you should be, you know, targeting. No, 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 hindi naman like, kailangan always on maximum drive because there are some points where you'll be improving by multiples and then there are some times you'll just be improving by margins. So sometimes when you just improve by margins, you feel depressed. So you have to be able to balance that. There are different points in time with different types of, you know, levels that you will improve by multiples or by margins. Like, example, you're learning a new skill. Like, say you're trying to learn how to play badminton. If you don't know how to play badminton, from scratch to learning how to hit the ball and how to, you know, be able to do volleys, that's like multiples of improvement. But when you already know how to, you know, do volleying, from there, it actually, you know, very, you know, marginal increases na lang yung improvement mo. Because at the start, you exponentially grew, then after that, you're marginally improving. Then after that, finally, you get professional trading, maybe you'll exponentially grow again until a point where you've kind of, you know, reached a very high point where it's hard to, you know, improve in multiples from there. So it depends on the point that you have in your life, that whether you're, it's not equal growth. Like you can say, oh, I always grow times two every year. It's hard to say that because it depends on the level that you are in your life. So times two or times three at the start when you have very little skill or very little resources, that's easy. But when you've reached a certain volume, you know, there's only very little room to grow in that direction. So you should be able to know, well, where is the, you know, contentment or where is the right level of, you know, being practical and realistic as well. Mm-hmm. So you can say, now I want to grow, you know, times three every year for the rest of my life. It's like,
but then what if you're delusional? But, isn't now, pwede ba may ganong saying, the lulu is a salulu, and then parang you have to dream big. If your dreams aren't big enough, then you're not dreaming. Parang your dreams, parang, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Parang ganon.
Yeah, I said, like I said, set big goals, and then each year, try to work towards getting near that goal. And then, what they call this, as you reach near that goal, at the start, you might be able to, you know, find a way to get it, get to the goal very fast. And as you're trying to get near to the goals, it's like it's slowing down and you feel sad. So, but you should always look behind you and see how far you've gone.
Okay.
So that's where
the contentment comes in.
Oh, look, I've come 1,000 miles since the first step. So you should always look at that as well, because sometimes when people fail during the process, not just growth, I'll also talk about failure. Yeah. They feel sad, but and they say, oh, I'm starting from scratch again. Technically, no one who fails starts from scratch.
Yeah, because you always learn something new.
You're starting from experience.
Yeah.
So now the next time you do it, you'll do it differently.
Yes.
Not like, it's not the same anymore like when you did it when you had zero failure. So now you're starting from a higher platform because your brain has now been, you know,
You have to think of it objectively. Mm. Failure is only a data point nga. You can like look back at one of my previous episodes in the podcast on Rise Up with Janina Chan. If you don't have that data point, how can you improve, diba? Don't take it too personally.
Yes.
And I think naman when it comes to, yeah, you were saying continue, yeah?
Yeah, so always have a goal, a goal, and also have, you know, practicality, realism that, what can be achieved at the moment, but never lose sight of that goal. Whether, okay, like you say, there's another saying that I will say, aim for the moon so that if you miss, you'll land on top of a tree, which way higher than when you were
on
the ground.
Or shoot for the moon, at least you, if you don't.
If you miss, you'll land on a tree.
You'll land on the stars, diba? Bakit tree? Layo, mas malayo. Anyway.
But the stars are farther than the moon.
Anyway, it's more romantic. Anyway, so, and also, I forgot my train of thought kanina, and now I remember. There's a difference between failure and defeat, mm-hmm, right? Don't be defeated, diba? Failure is only a data point. Just keep learning from it. And then, so yeah.
Defeat is when you give up, basically.
Yeah, defeat is when you give up. How about like what I mentioned kanina, yung parang, is it okay to keep wanting more?
Okay, so wanting more is depends, no? So wanting more in terms of what? Wanting more in terms of productivity is good. Wanting more in terms of being able to expand your talents, invest in more talents, more skills is good. It's never a bad thing to educate and invest in your self-capability. So wanting more of that is fine. But if you're saying wanting more of material wealth, for what reason? There's only so much material wealth that you can have that, you know, that will give you a comfortable life. Beyond that,
you can give back more.
Others don't even think about giving back. They just, you know, think of mindless consumerism that won't really benefit their lives anymore. Then, you know, any more wealth won't any more benefit your life anymore. Basically, you're just, you know, throwing money for non-productive directions. So those are the kinds of, maybe that's not good, no? So if you want more productivity, so when I say more productivity, then that's good. So that's wanting more, because when you want more productivity, that means if you want to earn more money because you want to invest it to provide jobs, to create jobs, to create industry, so that more people will have jobs, more people will have salaries, more people's talents will be improved.
Less
now, that's
people.
A good wanting more.
Okay. So I guess you're saying also if the intention is pure.
Yes, so depends. Wanting more for others so that you can invest, of course, while having productive directions, and if these directions prove successful, then you will gain more swell in profits, mm-hmm, and then you can reinvest these profits again to keep expanding and giving more jobs, or giving more industry, or giving more opportunities to society. So that's a good wanting more.
For growth, for everybody, not just for you.
So there's a good wanting more and there's a bad wanting more. If it's for selfish reasons, then that's bad. If it's for
community building, you know, giving more opportunities to people, collaborating with people more.
Correct.
And sharing your talents, not to boast, but to use it and, you know, be purposeful about it and bless other people with your talents.
To benefit society. That's it.
Actually, I remember you mentioning, we always talk about stuff like this, life stuff, parang parable of the talents, diba?
Yes.
If, kwento mo ngayon yung parable of the talents.
Yeah, so if you read the parable of the talents, the exact passages I cannot memorize, but basically there were several people approached by Jesus, and each one, he gave them different talents. So one guy, he gave one talent. To another guy, he gave 5 talents. Another guy, he gave 10 talents. So he told them, after a year, I will come back. I'm not sure if it's after a year or after some time, I will come back and you report to me what happened to these talents. So Jesus came back to them after a certain time, the one with the 5 talents said, Jesus, I was able to do these with the talents, and now these 5 talents became 8 talents.
Wow, nag-multiply pa.
Multiplied. So Jesus said, very good. Because of that, here's another 5 more talents for you to grow. Because you are a trustworthy person that you can make these talents productive. He went to the guy who had 10 talents. What did you do with your 10? The 10 I made into 20. Very good. Now I'll give you another 20. Because the more you have, the more you shall receive. Because the more you can make of it, you're a trustworthy person of with the talents, you can multiply them, you make them productive. And then he approached the guy with the 1 talent. Then the guy with the 1 talent said, oh, I actually buried it in the ground so that I wouldn't lose it. So God got angry with him. Well, if you were not going to do anything with that talent anyway, I might as well take it away from you and give it to someone who can make something out of it.
Aww.
So even if you just had one and you didn't want to use it, even that God will take away because you're not really going to use it pala. So if you have talents in this world, then make sure you invest in it, you grow it, and you multiply it. So invest in yourself, grow yourself, improve on yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. So talent can symbolize money, resources, your skills, and your abilities in life. So that's, you know, the interpretation of that story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. And for you, where does contentment come into play naman?
Mm.
You personally, I know you also are an ambitious in a good way. You know, you have many big dreams.
Mm.
How does that come into play for you?
Well, of course, in terms of contentment, if we're talking of the, you know, comfort of life, as long as you able to live in a comfortable setting, you should already be content with that. Don't try to, you know, keep up with the Joneses. Kasi yung ibang tao, they're always constantly sad because they're trying to catch up with the Joneses.
They feel like they have to be better in terms of like, what do you call that? Appearances.
Yeah.
You know, keeping up with the appearances.
Yeah, so they buy all these things to, you know, keep bragging to others, and then they realize that others have even more, then they feel sad and they try to race for more items, and it's a never-ending race. And then once they compile all these items which are very unproductive, they realize...
I mean, we're not the man bashing. I mean...
A better way to live life.
The attitude lang. The attitude of wanting to acquire things because you feel the need to prove to others, to validate your value. And I guess here comes the, you know, our security comes from God talaga.
Yeah.
And from our talents and foundations and our personalities and our capabilities.
Yeah, so do not race for material wealth. Rather, be content with material, and what you should be racing is for your achievements in life. So your skills, your talents, that's what, yan yung pinapadami, not material things, no? So it's a race for achievement, a race for productivity. That's what you should keep improving.
What if the material things make them happy?
Well, it's a false sense of happiness because you're happy temporarily.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's not
sustainable.
I mean, I guess, okay, fine. Like, let's face it, we also like good things naman.
Of course, yeah.
Let's not be hypocrites. We're not saying it's wrong to own a luxury item, a luxury
of course,
car.
It's not.
Just don't let it consume you.
Yeah, so be practical about it. Example, you want a luxury vehicle. Will owning 50 of these make you any happier than owning one of these?
Again, we're not saying it's wrong your hobby, but just don't let it be like a, you know, like yung parang it's eating you up and the ring.
It consumes you.
Consumes you na.
Yeah, yeah. Some people try to collect 100 luxury watches. What's the difference between a guy who owns one? When you see people wearing around one luxury watch, you don't know like, oh, that guy has 50 watches. Nobody talks about that.
Yeah, I guess it also, you know, I think napunta din tayo sa yun, source of contentment.
Yeah.
It comes from, you know, really priceless things like family, love.
Yeah, like I said.
Relationships.
So luxury items are not bad, but be practical about it. Like having the practical amount, that's what you should think about. Like owning dozens and dozens of a certain iteration won't really satisfy that parang...
Yeah.
Parang that missing piece in your heart. That means that missing piece wasn't really going to be supplemented by that luxury item, no matter how many times you buy it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. Mm. But it's true. So yeah, I guess you have answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
Pasok na sa next round, Mr. Universe. But yeah, I guess I have always wanted to get your answer here officially.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it for today's episode. We will see you again next time. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars if you're listening via the podcast. And if you're watching from whatever platform it is, subscribe, follow, share, and stay tuned for more. Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Mwah. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with.
and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.